Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Aren't you glad that God allowed you to see another day, that he has blessed you to be able to be clothed in your right mind, and that you have the activities of your limbs? You might have an ache or pain, but yet you are still here and you can move your limbs. That is a blessing within itself. I thank God for the travel that he allowed me to do. As I told you all on last Wednesday, that I was leaving Thursday for El Paso, Texas, because I had to preach out there. And I tell you, God moved like a whirlwind. I tell you, we took that place by force. And I just thank God people are still calling, wanting a copy of the video. We'll get it to them shortly. But however, we thank God for Jesus tonight, and we thank Jesus for the blood. It is almost the end of October. I'm telling you, we're going into a new month in a few days, and before you know it, we'll be in a brand new year. And I'm praying and I'm believing God that 23 will not be as harsh on me as it has been in 22. But however, through it all, we learn to trust in Jesus, and we learn to trust in God. If I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I thank God for Jesus on tonight, that how he allowed last week for my sister to go through surgery, and he brought her out safe. He brought her home. He told me he would. When I confronted him, I said, God, I don't know how this happened, that I'm traveling in another direction while my sister is going in for surgery. And you know I wanted to be there with her. But I don't know how it got mixed up, but I wasn't there in the flesh, but I was there in the spirit. I prayed and I put her in God's hand, and God took care of my sister while I was traveling. So she's at home now, recovering, and I prayed already that God would let her get a speedy recovery and that the operation do for her what it was intended to do. So those of you, when you got your little prayer time, whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune. I tell you, I feel good tonight down in my soul. I've got my mother with me, Mother Janie. She is locked and loaded, ready to go, and I want to give a good shout out to Mother Blondie, that I'm praying that she will feel better, that the Lord will touch her body. But better than that, why don't she reach out and touch him? Because the woman who had the issue of blood, when she touched him, the healing virtue left his body and went into her. Oh, I'm just so happy tonight. I am happy in Jesus. I was Mother Janie a little while ago. I said, Mother, I'm not going to keep you all long tonight because my body is tired. I think I have jet lag from the plane ride. So, but however, be that as it may, they did not let me rest. I thought I could rest, but they had me everywhere. I mean everywhere. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I'm grateful. I'm really, truly grateful that somebody think enough for me, that loved me like that. I had a beautiful suite. They didn't put me in the hotel with just a room. They gave me a suite. So I tell you, I just had it going on. But I promise you, I didn't cook a thing. I just enjoyed Jesus while I was out there, and the saints. So I'm going to decrease so Mother Janie can come on and make us happy with her melodious sounding voice. And we're just going to enjoy Jesus tonight, and we're going to be done. This is the fifth Wednesday night, I believe. It's the fifth Wednesday night. So you know how people do on the fifth Sunday. They play hooky. So but we're not playing hooky. We might just cut it short tonight. Okay, is that all right? I think it is. Is it all right, God? I think it is. Oh, bless his name. Come on, Mother.
Good afternoon.
to everybody that's on this line, first of all, I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Like I was telling Pastor Patricia, you know, before you get over one thing, there goes around something else. And I was telling her about one of my cousin's daughter had a baby, and the baby just turned 3 months old on last week. And I decided to take the baby home. The baby died, and we just heard about it, you know, with the virus, you don't get to see everybody. But then, but the kids back in school, they brought the message that Ms. Chapman was out because of the grandbaby death. And here, Sunday night, I was getting ready to go on my niece Evangelist Simmons' prayer line, and I went on the prayer line, made it through the whole prayer line, and after I got off the prayer line, my grandson that lived with me was telling me that he had something to tell me. And the children so playful, but this one looked very, very serious. And he told me that one of my cousin's son had got murdered up in North Charleston. So I said, well, wait a minute now, when this happened, when? And they said about at least an hour, 30 minutes ago. So I said, oh, my God. So, you know, I've been through it. I have a 16-year-old grand. I know how that is. These young children are taking over the world with violence. And it hurt my family. So I'm asking those who know the word of prayer to keep my family, the Hibbert family, in your prayer. So tonight I spoke with Pastor Patricia's sister Jackie on yesterday, and tonight she don't know this, but I'm singing her favorite song. Because we know there's a God who knows it all. And that happened to be one of her favorite songs. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. In his hand, there's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes my burden gets heavy.
Sing, mother, sing.
And it seems like it's more than I can bear. But just go down on your knees and talk to Jesus. And I know a prayer, and there's a God,
yes,
who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all powers in his hand. There's a God,
oh, yeah,
who knows it all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes my my friends misused me. And you know, they scandalized my name. But I'll go down on my knees. I'll talk to Jesus. And I know he will answer prayer. So there's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all.
Yeah.
He rules all the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all the power in his hand.
Yes, Lord.
There's a God. I say there's a God.
Yes, it is.
There's a God who knows it all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Sister Jackie Grant, I know that's one of your favorite songs. And with you being down a little bit, you're going to get back up. But guess what? There's a God that knows it all. I hope you enjoy that song. Mother Blondie, hope you enjoy that song. It's for you too, Rita, and everybody that's on this virtual line. And with all that I have going on in my family, with the death of my cousin on Sunday, I want the Haven family to know we got a right to praise the Lord because we cannot question God. And this song, I sang it on Sunday night. And this song is for Pastor Patricia. Because I know she got a right. With all she got going on, she got a right to praise the Lord.
Yes.
I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right. I got a right. I got a right. I got a right. I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right. I got a right. I got a right. I got a right in my home. I got a right on my job. I got a right in the school. I got a right on my job. I got a right in the church. I got a right. I got a right to praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a right. You got a right. You got a right. You got a right to praise the Lord. You got a right to praise the Lord. You've got a right to praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got a right. You've got a right. You've got a right. You've got a right. Everybody got a right. You got a right. I got a right. I got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've got a right. I've got a right. I've got a right. I've got a right. You got a right. You got a right. In the home, you've got a right. On your job, you've got a right. In the schools, you've got a right. In the church, you've got a right. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him.
You've got a right.
You've got a right.
You've got a right.
You've got a right. You've got a right. On the job, you got a right. In the school, you got a right. In the stores, you got a right. Oh, y'all, got a right. Clap your hand, you got a right. At your feet, you got a right. Clap your hand, you got a right. Oh, yeah.
You got a right.
Oh, yeah.
You got a right.
Oh, yeah.
You got a right.
Oh, yeah.
You got a right.
Clap your head.
You got a right.
Pat your feet.
You got a right.
Clap your head.
You got a right.
Oh, clap your feet.
You got a right.
Oh, clap your head.
You got a right.
And pat your feet.
You got a right.
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 I got a right.
You got a right.
In the morning.
You got a right.
In the evening.
You got a right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You got a right.
We got a right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
All that God have done, I know I got a right. The things that God have answered prayer for me.
Yeah.
So tonight, I hope y'all enjoy that song. And just remember, there's a God who knows it all.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a right.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I was enjoying that. I was about ready to get up and get my dance on. You got a right to praise the Lord. I tell you, you got a right to praise the Lord because God made it possible that you should praise him. And the psalmist said, let everything that have breath. Now, you know what? That's a big statement. The psalmist said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Now, listen to what he said. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Now, the dog got breath. The cat got breath. The birds of the air got breath. The snake is breathing as much as we're scared of him. The crocodile ain't always with Dundee, but he's breathing. The alligator is breathing. The monkey is breathing. The elephant, the lion, all the animals is breathing. The psalmist told you to let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You got a right to praise him. Even they got a right. You go outside in the summer months, in the spring. I used to have a balcony. My first apartment in the state of Delaware, I had a balcony. I was on the second floor. And I stepped outside about 4:45, between 4:30 and 4:45. And day had broken. And I heard the little birdies. And they were just chirping along. Chirp, 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 chirp. And they were just giving God the glory. They was just blessing God. They were just so grateful to be up and able to fly around. And you know what I said to the bird? I got to my patio door and the screen and began to slide it back so I could step out. I said, move over, little birdies, because I want to give God a praise too. Oh, bless his name. And they flew away. And I stood on my balcony and I looked out over the trees that was about so many feet away from where my apartment was. It was a cluster of beautiful, beautiful trees. And my God, today looked like to me, I could see God in that cluster of trees. And I just began to praise the Lord that he woke me up another morning and I was able to see a brand new day. I got a right tonight and so do you to praise the Lord. Some things we may not have the right of way to, but that's one thing I know for sure. I got a right to praise the Lord. And that's why we got to seek ye the Lord while he can be found. Call upon him while he is near. Because the day is coming that they're not going to allow you to call on the name of Jesus. They're not going to allow you to praise the Lord. Old folk used to say, I'm sending up my timber every day. So put your time in. Because payday, hallelujah, higher than the most shot out. Payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. You won't have time to say, God, give me just another day. I'll get it right tomorrow, but you won't have that kind of time. So do it now. The time is now. While the blood is yet running warm in your veins, do it now. Give God his praise. Give God his glory. Give God the honor. Oh, bless his name. Doctor told me a few months ago that my heart is getting weak. But you didn't know that when I was standing up there preaching Wednesday night. I mean, this is Wednesday night, Friday night. I preached to the glory and the honor of God. I never missed a beat because I was in God's hands. If God had felt fit to take me then, it would have been all right with me. Oh, bless his name. I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right to praise him. How about you? Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil steal your praise, but instead raise the praise. Raise the praise. He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Raise the praise tonight. Lift the Savior up. How to reach the message. Men of every birth point, answer. Jesus gave the key. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, in other words, separate me from this earth. Give me what belongs to me. Give me my praise. Praise my name. Lift me up before men, women, boys, girls, lift me up for them to see who I am. I'm Alpha and Omega. Let them know that I am the beginning and the end. Lift me up where someone that don't know that I exist will be able to see who I am. That's why I said, let your light shine before men, so that they may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Lift up the Savior for men to see. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you tonight. Yes, we do. Oh, I feel like giving God the glory. Yes, I feel like giving God the praise. You know, I feel like giving God the glory. Yes, I feel like giving God the praise. Come on, come on. You know, I feel like giving God the glory. I feel like giving God the praise. Oh, yes, I do. I feel like giving God the glory. Yes, I feel like giving God the praise. Oh, I just thought I'd throw that in there because it was around my heart. I feel like giving God the glory. And I feel like giving God the praise. You know I feel like giving God the glory. Yes, I feel like giving God the praise. Hallelujah. I feel like getting my step. I feel like getting my dance tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel like giving God the glory. Yes. I feel like giving God the praise. Oh, yeah. I feel like giving God the glory. Yes, I feel like giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm having a good time in Jesus. Victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. Yes, he walked with me, and he talked with me with his redeeming love. He loved me, and he knew. I tell you the truth, I feel like giving God the glory tonight. Feel like giving God the praise, and I thank God for Mother. She could say, well, I can't get on tonight because I got death in my family, and I just don't feel like it. But instead, she said, I feel like giving God the glory. I feel like giving God the praise. She said, he's a God who knows it all. He know why he let death come. He know why he rebuked death and don't let it come. But we still, in spite of, got to give God the glory. We got to give God the praise. We got a right to praise the Lord. Oh, for all he's done. The Lord has done so much for you. He's opened doors. That's Mother's song. I could not see. Lord, I tell you, I just want to thank him. I might not have it right, but that's okay. Because his word is true. Oh, my God. You know he already done. He already done what he said he going to do. Now, if you don't praise him after knowing that God has already done for you, what he said he going to do, so it hasn't happened yet here on earth. But he's released it already from heaven. He's already done. He's already done what he said he going to do. Hold on. A change is coming. Hold on just a little while longer. God got this. God got you. He's got the whole world in his hand. 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 He got you and me, sister, in his hand. He's got you and me, brother, in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. And so on that note, do like David asked you to do. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go to the number of Psalms. Psalms is either referred to as the number or the division or the book of Psalms, but never chapter. It's called the number of Psalms, the book of Psalms, or division of Psalms, but never referred to as chapter. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to Psalms 9 quickly. Thank you, Mother, again for those beautiful songs, your testimonies, and we are praying for you and your family members that even though it was a life lost, a life will be saved, and that those that's in that family that isn't saved that this is the opportunity that they will take to make the Lord the head of their life and their personal Savior, and that they'll cry out, God, save me, for I am a son of wretch undone. Save me, Lord, so that I won't be lost in that day. I'd like to add also the young lady who called me that I work with in New York when I'm putting my programs together. She called to tell me that her niece child was found dead in the park in New York. She's about 18, with no shoes on and no cell phone. So they don't know whether she was murdered or if she got a hold of some kind of bad drugs and it took her out. All they know that she hadn't been home for a few days. They were wondering, where was she? And they got the phone call on Tuesday night to come to identify the body. Well, I tell you, I knew when that child's mother was born, and I knew when the child itself was born. I tell you, we all are going through. Just don't think it's you, because everyone has something that we're dealing with. I may not be dealing with what you're going through, but I'm going through. The enemy doesn't like us, but sometimes it's not the enemy that's allowing us to suffer these things. It is God who is lining us up to give us the victory and the testimony so that we can tell somebody God is a way maker. We can tell somebody that he's a healer. We can tell somebody that Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Shout out in the time of storm. We can tell somebody, oh, my God is real. For I can tell he's real in my soul. There are some things I may not know. Huh? There are some places that I may not go. But this one thing, I know that God is real. How do you know, preacher? Because I tried it, and I found out that he is who he said he is. Oh, my God, I feel good. I told you all I won't be long, so let me pipe down and get finished. Let me act like I'm on TV, and my producer's telling me time. Come on, come on. Psalm 9. I will praise, well, I'll declare, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. You got a right to praise him. Now this God gave me this afternoon. He said, do Psalm 9 tonight. Had no idea that mama was going to sing. You got a right to praise him. The psalmist is saying, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Oh, I love Jesus. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But, hallelujah, somebody come on now. I preached this on Friday night, not this passage of scripture, but I preached but. I preached B-U-T, but. I'm telling you, I had them hopping off of that one word, but. And God knows that the microphone was set up just right, and my voice rang all over that large church that we were in, very large place. And that mic just echoed the butt. The way God had that butt to roll off of my tongue, folk was screaming and hollering. The preacher's wife came to me and said, I never paid attention when I was reading until I was reading for you tonight. And then you told me how to read. And she said, but. I said, uh-huh. Yeah, that's what God said. And I went on and I preached about the Holy Ghost, my God, today. Oh, bless his name. But, verse number 7, the Lord shall endure forever. Have no doubt. They had a commercial, a cartoon show. Said, have no fear. It was a little dog. He had a little cape, mascara, whatever it is. He says, have no fear when things got rough. He'd show up and he'd holler, have no fear. Underdog is here. Well, I want you to know, have no fear tonight. Jesus is passing your way. Have no fear. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Have no fear. The Lord our God is with us. All he wants you to do is just praise me. And I'll do the rest. But you got to praise me. You got to do what he's saying. Get what he got. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, bless his name. The psalmist said, let everything that have breath. Are you breathing? Hallelujah. Are you breathing? Hallelujah. Are you breathing tonight? Give God his due benevolence. Praise him. Bless his holy name. Oh, I tell you, let me hurry up because I promised you that I wouldn't be long. This is the fourth Wednesday night. I looked at the calendar. I know we got 5 Saturdays and 5 Sundays and 5 Mondays. But only for Wednesday. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't want to give out the wrong information. Ooh, shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. You better praise him because you got a right to praise him. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. Well, a righteous God couldn't do it any other way but in righteousness. Nothing wicked about God. Nothing crooked about God. Nothing evil about God. He's a righteous and a just God and a merciful God and an all-loving God. He's going to judge with righteousness. Whatever's right, he'll pay. Ooh, and whatever's wrong, he'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Get away from me. Oh, but Lord, I went to church every Sunday. I sang on the choir. I served on the usher board. I was a deacon and a deaconess. I did all those things. I went out and told other people, come go with me to my father's house. He said, but I never knew you. Because you didn't surrender your life unto him. You wouldn't turn. You went to church, but you wouldn't turn from your wicked ways. You went to church, but you kept your wicked ways. Oh, you might have sat on the step at the church and walked in there and sang in the choir. Might have even went in the pulpit and brought the sermon. But Jesus said, but you did not get rid of your sin. Depart from me. I never knew you. It'd be a sad thing, Mother Blondie, for you to to make it in off of me preaching, and I end up in hell off of my own sermon. Because why? I won't turn from my wicked way. John told the people, repent. Repent, that means turn away from sin. It must be born again. You just can't shake the preacher's hand and say you're going to heaven. It's your name on the earthly roll. But it is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life tonight. A little nephew, Tymaine, my sister's son, little boy, I guess Tyler about maybe 5, 6, 7, somewhere around there. And when they were in New York, and I had the children in the choir. See, when they was in New York for the summer, them children was in church every time we went, they went. And my mother was the organist, and I was the choir director. Those children, my sister's three children, was in the choir. The little children's choir. My nephew Ty led the song, "He That Believeth Shall Have an Everlasting Life." You got to believe that God is. God is. And then you got to live your life in a way that everybody will know that God is real in your life. It's going to make a difference. People can look at you and say, I don't know what it is about him. I don't know what it is about her. But it's something different. That's that Christ that you see shining. You're that city that sitteth on the hill in the grocery store. Somebody will look and say, there's something about that woman. Something about that man. What is it? It's Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. The sermon Jesus is not a lip service. It's a service from the inside out. You can't be serving him on Sunday and cussing him on Monday. Preaching and hiding, slipping, ducking and dodging. And claiming Christian. What Christian means to be Christ-like. Jesus did none of those things. And yet the Bible says he was tempted by the same devil that's tempting you. But he overcame. One, because he chose not to. And two, his Father gave him strength. That's why the Bible tells us, Jesus told the disciples, even though they walk with him, Jesus said, you got to have the Holy Ghost. It's a keeper. If you want to be kept. Oh, my God. And he says, follow peace with all men, but holiness without no man. Sure. See the Lord. My pastor sang a song once. All God's children. To be God's children, you must be born again. Said that. Listen to the words. He said, if you think you're a Christian by joining the church, you're just fooling yourself. If you think you're a Christian by joining the church, you're just fooling yourself. If you think you're a Christian by joining the church, singing in the choir, serving on the board, stop fooling yourself. You must be born again. My God, today. Oh, it's a difference. It's a difference. Hallelujah. Anyhow, oh, bless the mother that lost the three-month-old baby that mother was talking about. God, give the strength, even now, God. A loss is a loss, don't care how old it is. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah, anyhow. I'm still finishing up verse 8. He shall minister judgment next. You all need to read along with me. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. the oppressed is people that's not getting an equal opportunity. They're not given, Mother Janie, they are not given the right to praise the Lord. They're not given the right to clap their hands. They're not given the right to sing. They have been oppressed by the enemy, stopping and blocking them. Oh, but you got a right to praise the Lord. Oh, my. God is a refuge in time of trouble. Verse 10, I'm almost done. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. See that? See that? You can't know God's name and don't trust him. You can't know God's name and doubt him. Yes, doubt will come. Offenses will come. All these things will come. But you see, you got a man on the inside of you, which is called the Holy Ghost, I hope. He will help you rise above it. And then you'll be singing, Jesus can work it out if you let him. The problem that I had, I just couldn't sing the song. I prayed and I prayed, but when I gave it over to the Lord, he worked it out. Oh, yeah. I said, Jesus can work it out. Woo, Jesus can work it out. But you got to have him. You got to allow him to work it out for you. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. Oh, it's a seek thing. Seek the Lord. You got to seek him. You got to go after him. You got to bow for him. Oh, bless his name. Storm rise, billows may blow, but you got to seek for God. You got a right to trust him because you belong to him. I'm not talking to those that don't belong to him. I'm preaching to the church folks tonight. We got another sermon for the sinners. Hallelujah. But you all say you've been born again. So take it. Shut up and take it because I'm hitting hard. I'm walking heavy tonight. Oh, bless his name. Sing praises. Come on, Mama Janie. Sing praises. Dwelleth in Zion, declare among the people his doing. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Oh, my God, my God. My mother used to say, girl, you got to learn how to eat humble pie. Can't get upset about everything. Can't go off about everything. Can't tell everybody a piece of your mind. I'm going to tell her a piece of my mind. You wait till I see her. Got your little hand on your hip. Mama said, oh, can't go that way. You got to be humble and let God have his way. Mama, I'm going to fix this. No, you're not. You're going to make a mess. But if the Lord fixes it, it'll be fixed right. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my troubles when I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gate of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. I'm almost finished. The heathen are sunk down into the pit that they made. Hallelujah. They made a pit, and now they sunk down in the pit. Why? Because I didn't bother them. I let God go after them while I was eating humble pie. Didn't want to do it. But now I see that when God do it, ain't no devil in hell can stop it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I love the word of God. Oh, bless his name. The heathen are sunk, S-U-N-K, down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The trap you set. use for you to hang your own self. Lord, have mercy. They set a trap for you, Sister Jackie. They set a trap for me. But because I call on the Lord of righteousness, because I praise the Lord's name of righteousness, because I gave God his due benevolence, because I trusted in God, and I knew that he wouldn't fail me, as long as I trusted God, God will fight my battle. God will take care of the enemy. He said he'll prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. So the ditch that they dug for me, the pit that they dug for me, God allowed their foot to be caught in the net while I stand and watch. Oh, bless his name. God got humor too, because I know that was funny. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made in the net which they hid. Is their own foot taken? The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. Ooh, my. Verse 17, we're almost done, y'all. The wicked shall be... look out. Somebody told me there is no hell. There ain't no hell. God is a good God. God is a merciful God. God is a kind God. God is an all-loving God. God is good, and all the time, God is good. Yeah, that's what you told me, right? Okay, well, who am I going to believe? Am I going to believe what you're telling me, or am I going to believe the word of God? Because the word of God said, the wicked shall be turned into hell. All the nations, look out, that forget God. Let me tell you something. United States is in for it. Because anything goes. It's your thing. We have become a it's your thing country. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. We ain't going to tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. You're grown. It's your body. If I want to do what I want to do, I'm going to do what I want to do. And you ain't going to make no law to stop me. But the nation that forgot God, that going against God's word, H-E-L-L. You better tell your children this. Better tell your grandchildren this. Hell is deep and hell is wide. Don't have no bottom and it don't have no side. Believe I won't see what the end gonna be. Believe I won't see what the end gonna be. If I told you once, I told you twice, you can't get to heaven with another man's wife. Believe I run on to see what the end gonna be. Yeah. I'm telling you what the end is going to be right here. The wicked shall be turned into hell. All the nations that forget God. That's verse 17. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. Lord, I thank you. Expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. All right, you poor folks got that attitude of the Jefferson. So you're moving on up. Hallelujah. You're moving on up in Christ. God has not forgotten you. God is with you. You're poor and you're needy. Not because you want to be poor and needy, but circumstances have dealt you that hand. But God said, you're not going to be like this old voices, and the devil won't be able to stop you. Why won't the devil be able to stop me? Because you're trusting in God. Verse number 19. Arise! Oh, now they're talking to God. Arise, O Lord. Let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Verse number 20. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Hallelujah, Jesus. I have read the entire ninth division of Psalms, and the word of the Lord is already blessed. Let's close out with John P. Key tonight. I thank you all for being along with me this month of October, praying that my brother Michael enjoys his birthday on the 29th, Pastor Michael Benjamin. Thank God for him. And like I say, I thank you all for praying and the bereaved family. God got this. God got this. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. We've all been there. Don't like that. And every one of us hurt differently. And yet a hurt is a hurt, and a tear is a tear, and a lost loved one is a lost loved one. We all accept death differently. But we all know that agonizing pain that death brings when it comes. It crushes our heart. But God said, I am nigh unto them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I cried this morning about my Gregory. I had his wallet. I was looking through his wallet for his membership card with the veterans because I was told to ask them some questions concerning benefits for the spouse. And as I looked in his wallet and I pulled out his membership card, and for a moment, I had to look away and shed a tear and said, God, you bring me through this. You bring me to the point that where it's not so painful when I have to deal with things concerning him, surrounding him. God, I need your strength right now. And I was able to proceed. And then I had some more to do, but I just stopped for the day. I said, no, that's enough. I'll start tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name. I love the Lord. I love him. I trust God. I don't understand God. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand. But you know what he told me before I got here? Over in the book of Jeremiah, he said, you know what? Your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. So who can know the mind of God? Let's close out. Jesus is real. Here comes along and it's me. to praise him, because I am getting my praise on in here tonight. I tell you, I am dancing. Hallelujah. You should see my feet. Woo! Hallelujah. Yay! Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank Jesus on tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Show up. Show up. Show up. Show up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.